Sidney Powell files lawsuits challenging election results in Georgia, Michigan. By Joel B. Polag on November 26, 2020. Attorney Sidney Powell filed lawsuits Wednesday challenging the results of the presidential vote in Georgia and Michigan, alleging ballot stuffing, which she alleges was amplified and rendered virtually invisible by computer software created and run by domestic and foreign actors. Powell made similar claims last week at a press conference with President Donald Trump's legal team. She was attacked by critics who claimed that she could not prove what she alleged. The legal team distanced themselves from her on Sunday, saying that her claims had gone beyond the evidence they had seen or could prove in court. Powell, who also defended Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, pardoned by President Trump on Wednesday, accepted the decision but pressed ahead regardless. She alleges in Georgia, mathematical and statistical anomalies rising to the level of impossibilities, as shown by affidavits of multiple witnesses. Documentation and expert testimony evince this scheme across the state of Georgia. Especially egregious conduct arose in Forsyth, Paulding, Cherokee, Hall, and Barrow County. This scheme and artifice to defraud affected tens of thousands of votes in Georgia alone and rigged the election in Georgia for Joe Biden. Powell makes similar allegations in Michigan, noting an especially egregious range of conduct in Wayne County and the city of Detroit. Though this conduct occurred throughout the state at the direction of Michigan state election officials, Powell traces the fraud to software and hardware from Dominion Voting Systems Corporation, which she said derives from software created by Smartmatic Corporation, which became Sequoia in the United States. She goes on to allege, in both the Georgia and the Michigan complaints, Smartmatic and Dominion were founded by foreign oligarchs and dictators to ensure computerized ballot stuffing and vote manipulation to whatever level was needed to make certain Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez never lost another election. Based on the affidavit of a whistleblower, Powell alleges that the systems were designed to make ballot stuffing hard to detect by a simple audit. They were manipulated, she says, by people who had access to the systems. In Georgia, she says, video from the State Farm Arena in Fulton County shows that on November 3, after the polls closed, election workers falsely claimed a water leak required the facility to close. All poll workers and challengers were evacuated for several hours at about 10 p.m. However, several election workers remained unsupervised and unchallenged working at the computers for the voting tabulation machines until after 1 a.m. She also claimed that the Dominion software was accessed by agents acting on behalf of China and Iran in order to monitor and manipulate elections, including the most recent U.S. general election in 2020. One expert, she says, concludes that hundreds of thousands of votes that were cast for President Trump in the 2020 general election were transferred to former Vice President Biden. And she adds that Georgia's election officials and poll workers exacerbated and helped, whether knowingly or unknowingly, the Dominion system carry out massive voter manipulation by refusing to observe statutory safeguards for absentee ballots. Election officials failed to verify signatures and check security envelopes. They barred challengers from observing the count, which also facilitated the fraud. In Michigan, Powell says, in addition to problems with Dominion, there were additional categories of traditional voting fraud in Michigan election code violations, supplemented by healthy doses of harassment, intimidation, discrimination, abuse, and even physical removal of Republican poll challengers to eliminate any semblance of transparency, objectivity, or fairness from the vote counting process. Powell alleges, citing expert testimony, that Michigan saw tens of thousands of excess voters, where unassigned or blank absentee ballots were filled out by election workers, and nearly all of those votes went to Joe Biden. She also alleges that in four precincts, more ballots were counted than could be physically processed during a 2.5-hour interval November 4. She alleges that glitches in Michigan, such as one that mistakenly counted 6,000 votes for Biden in Antrim County, were always in Biden's favor. There are enough ballots affected, Powell argues, for the courts to set aside the results of the 2020 election in each state. Attorney L. Linwood is also among those listed in the filings. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.